Still Things Lenyora Wednesday. We are joined by such a phenomenal, phenomenal woman. Uzaza is on the line. Welcome to Rise FM.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I am absolutely blessed.
You are a woman that is doing so many things, you know, and I'm reading your bio and I'm just thinking, wow, she doesn't sleep. Yes. You're a busy gal.
I am a busy girl. I must say I'm a busy girl.
Yeah, take us through that story, Zaza, on how that journey of you being who you are today began.
Okay, so let me start off by greeting our listener, who Rise FM. I am the founder of Zaza Mahlangu Foundation, where we home about 24 children who are abandoned, who are vulnerable, who are orphans, and we are about to build a new home now for a new safety home. So under the foundation, we do Women with Purpose events. We do metric dance, we do career guidance for students,
yeah.
We do sanitary pads drive, we do school shoes. So there's quite a lot that we do within the foundation.
Oh, you know, I love the work that you are doing, and it's so important, you know. I mean, you speak about giving away sanitary pads, something that's, I still say today, there should not be a school without sanitary pads, because that is a need that every single girl child needs. But even today, it's something that we struggle with. So to know that there are people like you yourselves that go out there and make sure that there are sanitary pads for school girls to be able to go to school the next day, because education is so important. Big ups to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's really fulfilling. It's fulfilling my heart, you know, when you can help just one child out there, you know, you are helping the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we try by all means as a foundation to make sure that, you know, children don't skip school, because as you are saying, education is so important.
Yeah. No, absolutely. You, Zaza, are a woman with purpose. And I know that's something that you love to speak about as well. How do we teach our younger girl children to follow their purpose? I mean, finding your purpose is something that is not easy. It is a journey and a half. You know, you are going to go through ups, downs, summer, winter, trials and tribulations to get to your purpose. But what do you, as a woman finding her purpose, as a woman who probably knows what her purpose is right now, what do you say to the young girl who doesn't really know what to do?
We always constantly remind this young girl that your background does not define you. You can be anything that you want to be, you know, starting by loving yourself, you know, appreciating yourself, and teaching this young girl that they must not bash on each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they must fix each other's crowns, you know, instead of laughing at someone, you know, because things happen, you know, a child, they mess on themselves and all that. Try to cover up the child instead of laughing at them.
Yeah. No, absolutely. You just spoke about fixing one another's crowns. Something that a lot of young women, just women in general, actually, we've seen struggle to do with each other. There's so much hate within women themselves. We hate one another. For what reason? I don't know, because we are almost like one person. How do we love one another so that others can continue to love us?
We need to understand that there's a huge pie for all of us as women. We are not in a competition with each other. You know, you are your own competition. I always say, when you look at yourself in the mirror, that's the person that you are in competition with. And the things that you feed yourself, what are you feeding yourself with? Who are you associating yourself with? Because the power of association is so important, that you associate yourself with right people, you know, people who are constantly going to feed your mind with great things, people who are higher than you, people you are going to learn from.
Mm. People you are going to learn from. Absolutely. I love that. Where is Zaza in the next 5 years? What do we see you doing? I know that you're doing a lot of work with your foundation, but I know that there's also Zaza without the foundation. You know, you are your own person. You are an entrepreneur doing so many things. Where are you in the next 5 years?
It's so funny because I always say I am the next billionaire. And until I am that billionaire, I'm going to sing that song until I get there. So I am a farmer. I do livestock and crop production. I just planted dry beans, sugar beans. I've harvested. Now I'm getting into the streets to sell my product.
Love that. I love that. I've actually been watching this podcast. I think it's called I'm a Farmer on YouTube, and they speak about all things farming and et cetera. So when I hear another woman speak about farming and this is what they're doing, I get so excited because I think it's an industry that's not as saturated yet. There's so much that we can do as young black women in that industry, and it's very interesting to see. So I wish you all the very, very best. Thank you so much for coming on to the show, and I can't wait to see where this journey is going to take you.
Yeah, I'm too excited about it. I'm way, way excited about it. You know, I'm hyping myself up about it. You know, I speak highly of myself. You know, every time when I walk with God and I say, you know what, Zaz, you are successful. You are beautiful. You can make it.
Absolutely. I love it. I love the affirmations that you're giving yourself. I love the self-confidence. And I know there's a girl listening right now who says, I'm going to be that one day because Zaza could do it.
Exactly. Let's get it, girls. Let's get it.
Absolutely. Zaza, thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Rise FM.
As I speak to you right now, the Rise FM Creative Department is working on ways to carry your message to the hearts and minds of the people of Mpumalanga. This is the market you need to talk to. Email sales@risefm.co.za or visit risefm.co.za for more information and contact detail. And if you're wondering if radio advertising still works, the very fact that you're wondering is proof that it does.